The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 17, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Santa Dasara Sashakha Vasala and Madhurya.
Madhurya Bhakta is the best. My Gopi.
No,
it's difficult to be.
Best, it is just one's conception. You see, otherwise all are best. Hmm. All are best. But Santa Bhakta do not take Krishna very intimately.
You are hitting me below the bed.
Yes, Santa Bhakta means the Bhakta who appreciates the greatness of the Supreme, but does not take Krishna as very intimate. That is Santa Bhakta.
How can you imagine of God without taking Him very intimately? These are two arguments.
I can give this example, that you have got a great regard for me, but not as intimately as my other disciples.
That is possible. Because I have not put on the awkward clothes.
This example is, I think, proper. They have sacrificed their life for me.
That's right.
But you have got regard for me, but you cannot sacrifice your life for me.
You are trying to tempt me, sir, but
no.
I don't think it will be easy for them. I will not be tempted.
No.
I have got my duty to do towards my family.
This is the stage of Santa Bhakta. I'll explain. Santa Bhakta.
I can understand you.
It is according to Shastra. Santa,
right.
There are different types of mellows, variety of mellows. Hare Krishna. Santa, Dasa, Sakha. I do not say that you become my disciple. I don't say that.
I am your disciple. In all respect. I should not put on your these clothes and come.
No.
Do love is
that
more
is not our program. That is not our program. We do not ask anyone to change his clothes. Never. I never ask them to change his clothes or change his position. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy.
That's right. We always consider a guru in the form of God. God comes to you in the form of guru.
That is the way I
love you, treat you as such and worship you. And if you think it is any other form, I have no objection, whatever bhav you may call it. What does it matter?
No, I am speaking on the principle of Shastra. Santa Bhakta, Dasa Bhakta, Sakha Bhakta, Vatsala Bhakta, Madhurya. It is not that Madhurya Bhakta is greater than the Dasa Bhakta. The example has been given just like sound. Sound is generated from the ether, skull. You are scientific man, you will understand. But that sound is existing in all other four elements.
Right.
The sound is not only in the ether, but sound is in the air. The sound is in the fire. The sound is also in the water. And sound is also on the land. So the basic principle of Santaras is there.
They're in all of them.
All of them. Okay. But according to the position, it is more developed.
Okay.
You see? And the art, the sound, is very, just like you take any earthly object, metal, the sound is very strong there. Is it not?
Yes.
There's a water, there is sound. But that sound and metallic sound are different. Sound is there. But the sound of the water and sound of the metal, in the metal, the sound is more prominent than in the water. But the sound is there. Similarly,
love is there.
Yeah, love is there.
But there is more close love.
More developed. Yeah. In the Shantaras, simply this appreciation of the greatness of the Absolute. That is Shankara.
Yeah, once upon a time, in the scientists of the world, they are considered this religion and belief in God to be bosh. Now the scientists have started thinking, and thinking very rightly, that there is nothing else but God exists. That is the greatest thing that they are doing today.
Yeah.
You understand that, when we were young?
That I am explaining. The sound is there. God consciousness is there. Sound as the God consciousness. But in different phases, the development is there, differently. There is a principle. Everyone has God consciousness. There is no doubt about it.
We come to you, sir, to serve your disciples. In the best way we can do.
Yes.
To serve a disciple,
then,
to serve God.
Then that means it is being developed. That Shantaras is being developed to Dasaras.
But sometimes disciples don't like our service.
Huh? No, they are children. They are children. You see, they are coming from foreign country. They are being trained. There may be some deficiencies. But this is the scientific progress. When from Shantaras one develops Dasaras, want to give some service, there is further development. Then further service, not as ordinary service, but as intimate friend. Then as paternal, then conjugal. These are the different developments. The principle is there, Shantara. But they are manifested in different stages of development.
So that the seed has grown into a small...
Yes.
That is what you understand.
Then when it is sprouted, then active service, that is Dasaras.
This is in the very early teaching of all our Vaishnava families.
Yeah.
That all sannyasis and sadhus must be treated very well. And
sannyasis and sadhus, they are on the Shantaras, as you are. Yes, Shantaras, appreciating the greatness of the Supreme Absolute Truth. That is Shantaras. Brahma, Paramatma. The Brahma feature of the Lord, all pervading, sarvam idam khalu
Brahma.
That appreciation, that is Shantaras. Paramatma, Ishara sarvabhutana viddesha arjuna tishtati. This is also Shantaras.
Ramayan sarvabhutana yantraru ramayana.
So, this realization of the Absolute Truth is called Shantaras. And when it is further developed, then Dasaras.
These boys must develop friendship with me.
Yeah.
That's right. I am in a way joking sometimes to them, and they take me very seriously.
No. Don't take him. Treat him as your father, or grandfather. He is our great value, sir, and he is a Shantara's devotee. Now, I shall request you one thing. During Arathik time, hundreds of children come to us. I give little prasadam. You have seen it?
Yes.
They are very interested in dance. Now, I wish that they may be giving sumptuous food and dress.
Yes, dress. I also thought something.
Yes.
Some of them are very badly, yes. Poor people.
Yes. If they come, all right, come here. Just take your bath, be cleansed, tilak, and a nice dress, and giving them some food.
Every day they can put on their nice clothes.
Yes. Because their father and mother, neither they do know how to take care of the children.
Just like that.
But they come to us, we should take care of.
This is just like those Christian missions. We must.
Anyone.
I think we must do that. Then we will be able to propagate.
Not with that purpose.
Not with that purpose. Automatically.
Here is a poor child. He comes automatically to dance. So we should take care of them.
Yes. I have thought of it.
Yes.
We must collect some funds and buy some ready-made clothes. Keep them ready. And present them.
So, from Shantaras, he can begin this Dasaras. Yes. Instead of taking care of them, you please kindly take care of these poor children.
Yes. You see, my wife used to take care of more than 100 children in the schools, giving them fees, giving them notes, pencils, and clothing.
Little more.
She was doing it. But I am not she. She was a multimillionaire's daughter. I am a poor man's son.
But you are not poor man.
She had that training from her young days. Her father is a billionaire, while I am extremely poor man.
But you are the husband of millionaire's daughter.
She's dead now. She has got no... She had a grip on me when she was living. I am now a vagabond in her absence.
No, it is not the question of you or she. I am just pointing out.
No, I will try. Yeah. I have taken your this thing to my heart.
Yeah.
And will try to collect some fund and get some clothing, those ready-made ones.
So one day, the tailors may be brought and take their measurement.
But ready-made you get.
Oh, ready-made.
Different sizes.
Ready-made. So in the evening, they should come. They should take bath, be cleansed, and give dress. Next day when they come, change the dress. Let them be habituated. They are coming
in cleanliness.
Voluntarily
give them
dance,
lesson of cleanliness.
To take prasadam. So why should you not take care of them? This is my point.
Yes.
We don't make distinction whether they are coming from Christian or Hindu. Or
No. Man is a man.
Yes,
I mean, those Christians think that we are Hindus and they are Christians.
They
don't think.
No.
In Hinduism or in actually Vedic religion, everyone is taken as one. I'm in fact, when I go near
our
bend my head.
Mantra is Sarve Sukhina Bhavantu.
That's right.
Sarve Sukhina. Everyone be happy. This is Krishna consciousness movement. We want to see everyone to be happy.
But this is naturally me. If I see a cross, I eat my head bend naturally. The great Jesus Christ, great Bhakta of God. No?
Yes.
But Christians. They
may be low grade. They may be inferior. But if we are superior, we must act as superior.
That's right.
That is our
religion is extremely Catholic.
Our Catholic Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, Sarvajonishu. Sarvajonishu kaunteya, sambhavanti murti. Any form of life,
his mind,
that is, I am the seed-giving father.
That's right, sir. That is that.
That's how lovingly they come to take little prasad.
We must do something.
I was
missionary activity. I've been observing this myself.
Yes.
The same thing.
How great love they offer me obeisances, touch my feet, and a little fruit or little whatever I give, they are satisfied.
Yeah, very.
So they are so friendly because they are innocent.
Very innocent.
They do not know what is this Hindu Christian. So we must take care of it.
Some of those children are Christians.
Never mind Christian and Hindu,
even
sir. A Christian or if we offer them nice food and nice dress, nobody will deny.
But these Hindus became Christian because they were offered nice food and dress by Christian missionaries.
No, our point is not that, just to bring them and proselytize them to Hinduism. No. Take prasadam. Take dress, chant Hare Krishna, dance. I never said to all these European American disciples that you become a Hindu. I never said, ask them. I never said.
Neither we would have
Why did I ask them to be Hindu? I asked them, just become lover of God. If you can love God through your religion, that's all right. You do that. I say that. I never say that you become Hindu. Then I would not have been able to...
I think they must understand, sir, that Hinduism is a way of life and not a religion. Religion is a Vedic religion, which is common to Christianity. I would say that Jesus Christ has taught the Vedic religion to the Middle East, to the heathens, and he was crucified because the heathens were not able to understand him properly. That is what conviction, strong conviction, that Jesus has actually preached Hinduism. I mean the Vedic religion there.
Yes.
And all Christians are in fact Vedic.
You are educated of spiritual life in India. 12 years.
Perfect.
12 years you are.
Yes. And I have got
it.
Yesterday I found out a very good article. I have preserved it for you. I forgot to bring it. I will bring it in the afternoon from a journal. How, where he stayed and how he worked in India, in Himalayas. Some man has made a research. Some Russian scholar has made a research for 40 years. Went to various places and found out from various libraries the old records.
There was one historian report that after crucifixion, he did not die.
Did not die. He was in the Samadhi.
He came in India and
lived somewhere in Kashmir.
Yes.
That is what I have with the article. He lived for a pretty long time after crucifixion. In crucifixion, he went into great samadhi. And when the cross was brought down, he came out of samadhi after 3 days. That is resurrection.
He was, yes. Yeah.
And then he was brought back by his disciples to India.
That is quite possible.
There is a big community called Isans. And Isans are somewhere in between Tigris and the Doab. You know, Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Mm-hmm. From there he migrated to this Palestine area and preached those fellows all the philosophy that he learned in India. That man has said. So I consider Christianity is a part of one of the panth of Hindu.
Christianity is Vaishnavism.
Vaishnavism. Absolute Vaishnavism.
Anyone who has, Mohammedan is also Vaishnavism.
Mohammedanism is not Vaishnavism.
No.
I have studied that.
No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had talked with the Pathans. He proved that your religion is Vaishnavism.
Krishnadiji is Vaishnavism.
Yes, Chaitanya Charitamrita there is. I have already explained that.
The Christianity is 100% Vaishnavism. I have studied Christianity
not
very well.
Not 100%, but...
More or less.
Because
I have studied the whole of Bible, Old and New Testament and Genesis and everything very well, just as I have studied the Upanishad. And I have come to realize that Jesus has taught Vedic religion in toto. And Christ was nothing but a great saint of and the ancient Vedic religion. That is my conjecture, my conviction.
His commandments...
Christian may think anything else.
His commandments prove that. He says, thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
That is Ahimsa, first principle.
Yeah.
Abhay, you see, Abhayam Sattva Samsuddhi. First thing is Abhay. Abhay Dan when you give, it is the greatest Dan.
Yeah.
That is the first principle of all the religions, and that is the religion Christ taught there. I think that the Hedonic Middle East people and the Europeans had no, what we call, sort of a sanskar. Those people are very backward 2000 years back because of the climatic conditions.
No, from the first commandment, it appears that they are not very enlightened. Because why does he say, thou shall not kill? That means they are killers.
They are killing.
They are killers.
Otherwise, they would not have said thou shalt not kill.
Why the first commandment is that thou shalt not kill? They are fighting and killing among themselves. Not very advanced nation. And he was horrified when he saw that the Jews were killing animals.
In the temple.
In the temple.
Not only that, they were doing all that money changing and taking bribes and all that. I think he...
Well, that is professional, it is not very... everyone takes bribe and everyone is interested in money than anything. That is not very grateful. You see, when you are in the material world, you require money. There is...
They were not able to understand that he is going to raise another temple. Another temple, I mean, that is how the Jews were against him. I think that is what my conjecture, no? Another temple means another creed of...
Against or for. This so-called against or for, it has no meaning. That's like children fight, sometimes against, sometimes for. So it has no meaning. Unless one is raised in the spiritual consciousness, this so-called goodness and badness has no meaning. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Daiti bhadra bhadra sakali sama. In the material atmosphere, the so-called goodness and so-called badness, they're all the same.
All the same.
Simply a different type of mental concoction. That's all.
If nothing but God exists, then bad thing is also God, and good thing is also God.
Therefore, God realization is real good.
Real good. That's all.
Not this, this is good, this is bad. That is relative one. You will find everywhere. Something
good. Where are the vrittis of chitta?
Yeah. Yes.
When you make chitta vritti nirodha iti yoga. And that yoga, again, that vacuum should not be allowed to be formed, but it should be filled with God.
Yes.
That is bhakti.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I think my understanding is not.
Yes.
I want to be corrected by you.
I have already told you, yes, Santaras bhakti. Originally, as spirit soul, everyone is Vaishnava.
Vaishnava.
Everyone is Vaishnava.
No, but by sanskars, birth. Our sanskara is Vaishnava sanskar. Whole community of us.
So how you are becoming ex-community?
No. There is only one community and that is of humanity. There are all other communities. The animal communities are there.
So that is also another community. If you take simply humanity, then all, there is another community.
Then all communities is one, including...
Why you should neglect the animal community?
That's right. That is why God,
that is also community.
That is why 24 avatars have been shown to us in Bhagavad. From fish to the highest.
Pandita Samadarshan. If one is Pandit, he does not make any distinction between animal community and human community. That is Pandita. As soon as you see this is animal community, this is human community, then you are not Pandita. You are still require learning.
Nice.
Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sojati Natankasi Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu. That is real vision.
મારે માટે સંસ્કૃતનું નિશાળ કરવાનું મારા સાહેબે કહ્યું હે ઇઝ એગ્રીંગ ટુ સ્ટાર્ટ અ સ્કૂલ ફોર યુ ઇન સંસ્કૃત એન્ડ હિન્દી હે
યસ વી ઓલસો એગ્રી
ફાઇન્ડ આઉટ મેન સો લોંગ એઝ મારા સાહેબ ઇઝ હિયર
હરે કૃષ્ણ
વન મેન ઇઝ કમિંગ ટુડે
ધેન લેટ હિમ સ્ટાર્ટ રાઇટ અનેસ એન્ડ આઈ વિલ બી ધ સ્ટુડન્ટ અલોંગ વિથ યુ આઈ વોન્ટ ટુ રિફ્રેશ માય ઓલ સંસ્કૃત નોલેજ હે
No, Sanskrit knowledge, whatever you have got, that is sufficient for understanding.
No,
we don't require to be a Sanskrit scholar.
No, I don't want to be a scholar. I want to learn all the ancient literature. Bhakta does not want to learn even, but I am a little of that temperament. Whole day I pass my time in reading only, practically.
So bhakti is jnana karma dhanabhritam. When we'll not try to become a jnani, then you'll come to the stage of bhakti.
I don't mind, but let me
So long.
I don't want to remain ajnani.
Huh? No, bhaktas are not ajnani.
Myself. I don't talk of the other.
No, yourself. Bhaktas, they are not ajnani. That is raskaldam. If says the bhaktas are ajnani, that is raskaldam. Because Krishna says, tesam ivanu kampartham. Oham ajnana jantham nasvayan. If Krishna helps him to become jnani, then how is again? It is ignorance.
Yes.
That say bhaktas are not jnani. Without jnana, there is no question of bhakta. Jnana vairagya yuktaya. Bhakta means he is already qualified with jnana and vairagya. That is bhakta. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jnanam cha jat ahitakam. It is a mistaken idea. The bhaktas are not very advanced in knowledge.
Bhaktas
what? They have got real knowledge. Maunam janmanam ante janvanamang prabhudyat. When they are surrendered to Krishna,
but
they are really
absolutely
jnani.
Ignorant people. No, they have
some,
become,
we don't say extremely,
extremely scholastic.
This is the... yes, there are many...
extremely scholastic they have become afterward. Even though they have not gone to the school.
That's like Jiva Goswami.
Yeah.
Jiva Goswami, there is no comparison of learned scholarship with him. Throughout the whole world, he is such a jnani. Even great, great Pandit said,
that's right.
That there will be no more such learned philosopher, neither there was, like Jiva Goswami. Yes. You are also referring to Jiva Goswami.
Yesterday I referred.
Yes. Jiva Goswami. Our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are so many learned scholars. Just like my Guru Maharaj.
But Sanskrit, I tell you, the Bengalis are the great scholars all round, in all respect.
Yeah.
And so, we are your followers. Gujarati. In fact, in India, next to Bengal comes Gujarati scholars and Maharashtra.
Now here, Gokhale says, what Bengal thinks today, others will think tomorrow.
That's right. Even in Maramari also you think earlier.
Yes. Actually, this independence movement was started from Bengal.
Yes.
partition of Bengal and the movement started. Surendranath Banerjee.
Yes, I
Gandhi
know.
Admitted. The father of nation is Surendranath Banerjee.
Yes.
And later on, actually, if you don't take care of that, the independence came through a Bengali, Subhash Chandra Bose.
Yes.
Right.
Now, in philosophy, also, Gaudapada, Gaudapada was the grandsire of Shankarpada. Yeah. Govindpad, and Govindpad is Shankaracharya. So that also we see that Shankar's greatest sire was a Bengali gentleman.
Too much taking in political part. Aurobindo, he was a politician.
Yeah, great politician, he was a humanist also.
Yeah. But he left, this is no good.
I think
I must take to...
No man can become like an Aurobindo again.
Yeah.
Very great man. A politician, a saint and what not.
Yes.
And a great Rushi. He is a Rushi. I consider him as a Rushi.
Who?
Aurobindo.
Rushi?
He's a modern Rushi.
What is a Rushi?
Rushi.
Rishi. Oh, Rishi, yes. Rishi.
You call it Rishi, we call it Rushi. That is the difference in pronunciation.
Just like the Uriyas, they call Krishna.
Krishna, yes. And the northern
they cannot
Krishna.
Say Krishna, they say Krishna.
We call Krishna. We call Krishna, you call Krishna, they call Krishna.
Yes.
These are different, but we call Rushi.
Bhavagai Janardana. But Krishna can't understand who is asking for him.
All languages he understands. All languages are from Om, and Om is God. So all languages are God. Look at my arguments.
Yeah.
Am I
right? Why are you wrong? Krishna says, Omkara Sarvabhidish. I am Omkara Sarvabhidish. Anyone who has got this material body, he is not well. He may be possessing very stout and strong body, but he is not well. Because death is there. So well or no well, you have to meet death. So what is the use
body
of
body means bad. If you say you meet death, then you are a Mayavadi.
Huh? No. I'm answering your well and not well.
That's right.
When there is death, then what is the use of calling well and not well?
Not well, that's right.
That is my point. If you can avoid death, disease, old age, then you are well. Uh-huh. You cannot avoid all these things. You must become old man. You must die. You must be diseased. Where is the meaning of this well? It is simply concoction. Where is happiness? Where is well-being? That they do not know. Hare Krishna. That they do not know. Just like a man lying on sick bed and some friends come, how are you? Yes, today I am well. What is this well? You are lying on the sick bed, hospital, and you are speaking, yes, I am well. Hare Krishna, Jaya. There is no well. So long you are subject to birth, death, old age and disease, there is no question of well. When you can avoid these things, then you are well.